Sabrina Ryan spoke to Eileen O'Malley, a campaigner against the overuse of plastics, and her latest efforts to reduce plastic usage.
Well, first of all, I'll tell you that there are two stone signs. We have one at Spanish Point and we also have another at the White Strand Beach in Milltown Malbec. So there's actually two of them in place in West Clare at the moment. Very proud of that. I have been living in Clare, Sabrina, for the past year and a half. And about a year ago, I came across a message actually on Facebook from New Zealand encouraging people to take three pieces of plastic every time they're at the beach. And I thought, oh my God, that's a great idea. And I started doing that. And then I started doing it to the point where I was bringing bags of plastic back to my car and back to my bin and back. And I was thinking, this is such a huge problem. So we thought, what can we do about it? So we put an information evening together in West Clare in the end of October, just gone. And it was just to raise awareness of the problem and try and encourage people to think about what they could do to reduce their plastic use.
Absolutely, and one of the things Sorry, Eileen, it's not like that. Sorry. It's, you know, West Clare is a particularly messy place for plastic. I mean, is this, like, where is this plastic coming from?
Well, I think most of the plastic is coming in on the sea. It's not that anybody is leaving it behind, which is what people are saying. But, you know, if people just take the rubbish away, but it's actually coming in on the tide. And if you were to walk Spanish Point Beach after a high tide and the amount of tiny, tiny little pieces of plastic that are bottles that have been broken down over years and have just been washed in with the water. So God knows where it's coming from. I mean, it could be coming from anywhere the other side of the Atlantic. And it probably is now, in fairness. But so as I said, we had the information night and the idea was to push this notion that, okay, this is something that people can do every time they're on the beach. They don't have to put time aside or it's not a huge ask. It's something that we can do, every single one of us. So, and then I just got a donation of some cash from the local Tidy Towns group. And I thought, oh my God, I want to put a sign up. And then I approached Clare County Council, who said yes. And everybody along the way said yes to me. My husband says I'm a hard woman to say no to. But anyway, so we ended up with the two signs, which is just fantastic.
Brilliant.
And over the last week, then I've just been trying to do a little bit of a social media campaign to try and spread the message by using the photographs. And it's just incredible, the response. It's just amazing. I'm hearing from all over the world that they want signs. We should have these on every beach. People from Bondi Beach to God knows where. I'm just getting responses from everybody. And it's just heartwarming. It's really heartwarming.
That's fantastic. What's the Facebook page that you've got this information on?
It was Humane Society of New Zealand, I think.
Okay.
Now, it was back in 2017 that was that post, but they probably had, I don't know how many thousand posts since then, but it was back in 2017 that I first saw it. And it, like you said, Sabrina, it just struck me, the simplicity of it. And I wasn't thinking about, you know, everybody else doing it. I was just thinking that's something I can do.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not a big deal. I walk the beach most days and it was just so easy to just, if I had the car, I'd pick up large pieces. If I didn't have the car, if I only had my pocket, I'd pick up tiny pieces. But I have never left the beach without taking three pieces of plastic since I first saw that.
And it's such a small action. Like, there's an awful lot of discussion around the idea of the power of one and what, like, single people can do. And a lot of my own kind of friends and colleagues have been talking an awful lot, particularly in the new year, about reducing their plastic and reducing their usage of plastic and trying to kind of cut back on certain things and trying to basically, you know, because so much of the plastic that we have in the shops is not even recyclable. So is there any tips that you could give to people to try and reduce the way they use plastic or how they consume?
Yeah, I agree with you completely that the only way is to reduce it. It's not about recycling. Yes, recycling is great, but along the way, if that recycling becomes contaminated, it can't be recycled. And when I mean contaminated, if it comes in contact with something other than, let's say, paper, and it comes in contact with food or whatever, all of the paper is destroyed. You know, so there are rules about how you would clean and organise your recycling, and it's hard to keep that, I suppose, space wise and everything else. So the biggest thing is to just use less.
Use less of it.
I have a reusable water bottle that's made from stainless steel. There's no plastic in it. I don't use shower gel anymore. I use bars of soap. We use biodegradable bags. We don't use regular bin bags. So stuff like that, you know, so it's really a personal thing. It's about everybody looking at what they can do instead of thinking, oh, I've all of those things that I need to do. If you just do one of them, it'll make a difference.
I'm a big believer
every
in the idea.
Every tiny action will
yeah,
make a difference.
I'm a big believer in the idea of progress, not perfection. Like it's practically impossible, really, to live your life completely free of plastic. And it's just
absolutely.
To make small changes and small efforts. And it is, I think it's funny that you mentioned the bar of soap, because that is the one thing that people have really, really started to kind of push for is, you know, okay, I'm not going to have this liquid that I'm squeezing out of a bottle. I'm going to go back to a bar of soap. And, you know, shampoo bars have become huge because the amount of plastic that was being consumed and used, and even I noticed it myself because I've swapped over to bars of soap and shampoo bars and things like that. And it's incredible how much less stuff there is in the bathroom as a result.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible.
And I think that's the problem. You know, we've been led to believe that we need all of this amount of plastic, but we don't. It wasn't there. 50 years ago, we didn't have it and we managed quite well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's about changing our thinking. Do you know, if we just change our thinking on it and in relation to the stuff that we're finding in the supermarkets, be vocal about that. You know, when you think it's unnecessary packaging, tell the person at the checkout, that's really mad, isn't it? But don't lose the head with them. But just pass the message on, keep the conversation going so that the person at the checkout is thinking, she's right, you know, there's no need for that plastic. And suddenly everybody starts to think about how we use plastic and how we imagine that we need that much of it.
Absolutely,
we don't.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, the stone itself, if people wanted to go about getting, you know, we'll say, like I'm sitting here in a radio station in Coolock. You know, I'm thinking about the beach down at Dolly Mount Strand, for example. If we wanted to get something like that at Dolly Mount Strand, how do people kind of get going about getting one of these stones?
Well, I can just tell you what happened with me. And I think most towns in Ireland have a tidy towns group. So even if you were to start with somebody like that and say, well, is there any way that we could get a small amount of financing? And then once I had secured that, and I didn't even ask for it, no, in fairness, they offered it. I contacted the local council, which in my case was Clare County Council, and asked if it was okay to erect the sign. And there was lots of talk about me having to tell them what I wanted and show them what I wanted and show them where I was going to put it and blah, blah, blah. And we negotiated all of that. And that was fine. And once they said, yeah, you can have it here and you can have it, whatever, can say this, I just contacted a local stonemason and asked him, how would I get a stone? And he said he'd give it to me. Then I contacted a local engraver and said, how would I get it engraved? And he said he'd do it for me. Then I contacted a local guy and asked him, how would I get it erected? And he said, I'll put it up for you. And I ended up at one stone and I still had the few bob that I'd been given by the tidy towns. That's how I ended up at the second stone. So really it's about asking people, because I think we're actually at a point, I think, where everybody is turned on to the idea that there's something wrong with the world, where we have to do something about the plastic situation. And if you ask people, you'd be surprised at the positive response that you'll get from them. Absolutely go the legal route and make sure that the council is behind it and there's no objection to it. But then after, I mean, it doesn't have to be a stone sign. It can be, I saw a beautiful picture of a sign that was in Bali, on a beach in Bali, and it was somebody had written on driftwood asking people to take 3 pieces of plastic.
That was Eileen O'Malley. If you'd like to know more about her campaign, you can find out how to get involved on her Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/officialtidytowns.